Okay. We're on the Mishnah Tet Zayin Amud Beis.
I just had a place and I lost it.
Yeah. Tet Zayin Amud Beis Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Everybody see that? Ha'omer Trumas Ha'kriya Zeh B'Socho.
You know what? Why don't we move back one? Because the table's empty. It'll be further away from the north.
Okay. I just have to notice when it goes off. Ha'omer Trumas Kriya Zeh B'Socho. Somebody says, let the Truma of this, bushel or this pile of grain be within it. And let its maizah be within it. And truma's maizah within it. However, he didn't specify location. You're an idiot. You're absolute, utter, and total fool. Because you're going to ask for your whole kriya this way. Because you won't know where the truma's and maizahs are within it, and therefore the whole thing will be meduma. So you are an idiot. But the question is whether your idiocy works, okay? In other words, you didn't designate a specific location, you just said it's within it, does that suffice? So I'm sure Mer Koroshem, yes, it's a valid designation. Chomerim, it's not a valid designation. At Shomer, until you designate a specific direction. Shomer Ritzfono on the north, or Bedromer on the south. Reblezchasma says, Omer Trumas Hakeri Azemimenu Olav. If you said, let the truma of this kri be upon it, now it's similar to the ratio, except he says it only works by truma, not by anything else, not by maestros. By truma it works. Well, you say, let the truma be upon itself. Kar Hashem, he doesn't have to designate a specific place, because by truma it says v'nechshav. So even by machshav, even without designating a location, it already takes effect. Lozman Yaakov Omer, Lozman Yaakov says, Omer Isur Maisa Zeh, Osui Trumas Maisa Olav. He limits it even further. He says it works to say, let a tenth of a tenth be a Trumas Maisa, and that's Kar Hashem, but only by Trumas Maisa, not by anything else. By everything else, he has to specify a specific direction or a specific location. By Trumas Maisa, you do not, because the word v'nechshav, which tells that Truma can be taken off by thought, is written in the context specifically of Trumas Maisa.
The Russian is different, though. Risha says Bisoto, and here it says...
Olav. Yeah, but that's... You're right. Right. You're right. You're picking up a deal that the Gemara will pick up on, but the Gemara Mishnah itself doesn't make that clear. That's true, though. You will see that in the Gemara. Let's skip now to the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Bar Bumashir Rabbi Yochanan said, I said Rabbi Shimon Kibbe Shammai. That which Rabbi Shimon said that it works is like Beis Shammai. Kamar the Beis Shammai amru kachim midumayim. Just like earlier in the Masech, the Beis Shammai said, if you take Trumas Maizes from olives on oil, so it doesn't work, right? You need to take from one finished product and the other. But the olives themselves are partially tithe, because on olives themselves you can tithe it. So therefore, an amount in the olives corresponding to the amount of olives for which you have to take up trumas and maisers are maisered. So just like Beis Shammai there said it works, Ken Rabbi Shimon Omar Kitchum Dumoyim Sotir, Rabbi Shimon says it becomes trumas and maisers, even though it's going to cause a major mix up and a major loss perhaps to you as well. Nonetheless, it works. Akidun. Now we're going to make Dr. Spindel's diuk. Akidun Ma'ariv Sohu. That we see only in the Reisha, where he said that let Trumas Maizes be within it, which we understand to be in the middle. Amar Bo. What about if he said let it just be not Bisocho within it, but Bo in it? Is that the same thing? The Shmina Mina Dol the time. Let's learn from the following bites, which says Maizes Shein Shebechevet Zemriyot Maizes Shein in this object. Mechulal, and it's redeemed alamo salalu on a certain amount of money. Below kavulo mokom, and you didn't set a specific specific location for the maaser sheni, right? In your fruit or in your grain or whatever it was, you didn't set a specific location. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says kar hashem, it works. Chomri lo asa velo klum. Rabbi Shimon said it's not valid altogether. Ad shomer tzon rejoma, until you say in the north or on the south. Hadar Marah, this teaches us, he tocho, he bo, right? We didn't draw a distinction here, because here Rabbi Shimon says, it's about a case of, Maizeh Shein Shebechevet Zeh, He said Shebechepetz without designating a direction, right? And without even saying Besocho, so that works. So this teaches us that Hiotocho Hibo. Now it says the Gemara, fine, accept that, but Divrei Chachamim. How? Where do I get a Chachamim Shita that there has to be a specifically designated direction? Where does that come from? This is very strange. If not for the Kavan, okay, it would take me hours to understand it. The way he's meaning it is Divrei Chachamim? Question mark. Where's Chachamim Shita come from? Chachamim will say you have to have a specific directional location. Where do they get their Shita from? Okay, that's Mara's question. So Rabbi Zir, B'Shem Rav Dumi, the Min Chaifa said, B'Shem Rav B'Shem Ben Lokish, Tziv, Nechshav Lachay Trum Aschem, V'Harim Oysem. You should consider your Truma and pick it up. And there's a heckish going on. Matoirim B'Mesuyam, just like when you pick it up. Even though it says Torim here, means when you pick it up. Right? Torim in Hebrew means Laharim. To lift up, right? So just like Torem Bimsuyam, just like when you pick it up, it's designated Af Machshava Bimsuyam. So to the thought has to be in a specific designated location. That's why Chachamim argued, say Bitzocho or Bo is not enough. Rather, you need Bitzvono, Bitzchombo, or etc.
The
Lashon
here is the opposite.
It
says
Ma Machshava Bimsuyam. Oh, that's unfortunate, because that's incorrect. Yeah, his gears is better. Okay, just like Torah means the haroma. Yeah, that's better. Sorry. Okay. All right, the Rebbe doesn't change it there? You don't see anybody who changes it? He says, like, it does change. Okay. Again, we're dealing with an idiot, right? Oh, gosh, I have a lot of idiots in this Masechta. Lawyers and rabbis. You said, I want to put the truma of this kri and this one in this one. But he didn't say which and which. So you have two kris, and you're taking truma from both of them off one. But which one remains a mystery. That's not it. I'm sorry. First you did one and then the other. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up with the case we have later on. You said, here's a kri and here's another kri. So it said, let the truma be in this one on the north. And let the truma of this one be in this one. So does that work? So I say yes. Why? Because the truma of this one is mesuyam in the north of this one. Even though I didn't specify when I got to kri number two that its truma should be on the north of kri number one. But since when I did kri number one, I specified that its truma is on the north side, so this one gets schlepped along as well. Okay? That's what it means. Zomar truma sakri hazeh. You did truma sakri hazeh, short form for meaning that I did that by designating the north side or whatever. And then vizebisa, I did the second one in the first one. On Rabbi Yochanan Malkum Shis time trumosu sharishon, the place we designated the truma in the first one, shom this time of trumosu shane, that's where the second truma is designated as well. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Lazar, boy, he stated. Right here's boy has a statement. Say a truma shenova tochakeri if you have a measure of truma which fell into a specific location in an untight batch. Let's say it fell in the north or the south. It fell somewhere where you know. And then Omar Truma's true, that was already Truma. And then Omar Truma Sakriya Zebisocho, and then you further went on and said, let the Truma of this batch be within it. And you didn't designate a specific location. Welcome Shinavlota Sayasera Shom, the place where the first Sayah fell. Shom Nistaimo Truma Shakri. I say that's where you intended to make the Truma. In other words, in the location where whatever fell in there fell. That's where you intended to make the truma now, which you are designating in this one internally. Am I clear? Am I myself clear? This is a batch of tevel. Along came some truma and fell in. Now I still have to be torim this one right on itself. So I say, I just said, let Truma's Kriza be Besocho. So it says more, it's as if I said, let the Truma for this be next to this one. Wherever this fell. If it fell here, it's right here. If it fell here, it's right here. If it fell here, it's right here. The bottom line is that there's a linkage drawn between the Truma I am now creating and the Truma which fell in. It makes no difference, because there's no Bittul involved here. Okay, so even if it's a bottle, it's not really a bottle. It's the rice it is, but it's the rice majority. You know, but you need 1 in 100. We're not so bad a case for this 1 in 100. Okay? Says again, Malkum Shinofel also say the place where the first truma, which is right there, it fell in. Shom this time, a truma shall carry. That was where your intent was to place the truma, the rest of the batch. Tanya. Amar truma is kri mitzvono. If you said let the truma of the kri be on the north side, michetzi l'tzafon medamea. You don't know where exactly the north side. So anywhere the north side is meduma, it's potentially truma, potentially chulin. Venosa paugin, you have to give half of it to a kohen and make the kohen pay for the other half. Right? Because half of it is coming to him, right? But half of it is not coming to him because it's only north is not the entire half, but rather you make it like a kai. And it's 1 out of 4. Meaning. No, not quite. Close, but no cigar. It's a good thing banks still provide deposit checks, otherwise, we'd never have any scrap paper. If this is north, so you divide it like this. I did a lousy job. Would you get the idea? So in this case, north would be this direction. That would be north. Okay, this triangle. Or alternately, if it's like this, so north would be. One of these two directions. Yeah. Right, that's still good. I guess in this case it would go like this. It would be this one. Right. Okay? It's not like this. You see a difference? This is diamond. And this is a triangle. Okay? Again, Kai is the next. Also, so coming Kai, Chad min Arba, you give him 1/4. 1/4 is the question. Shigam Leomer Noitel Trumosa Mitzvah Tzvon Tzvon, no, Chad min Tamnai, it's not even that, it's 1/8. And he says it's like this. The Kavanok in the back, but poses. This is the only part where you assume there might be Truma, which is 1/8 of the entire thing. Okay? That's my place. Yeah. Shulam Yomer no Chuchuas Mitzav Tzvon Tzvono 1 Chaimin Tumnai 1/8. Truma Shnei Kerim Be'echod. What if you said, let the Truma of two batches be in one patch? Rabbi Yochanan Pekichim Nemoim. Rabbi Yochanan says that one of them for sure works. Why does one of them for sure work? I forgot. Oh, okay, right, because Rabbi Yochanan wrote a relative clarification. And here it's somewhat more clarified. Why is it here relatively clarified? Because I picked one batch out of two. In other words, where is it totally unclarified? Where my mokum suffix is not diminished as to where the truma should be, is not diminished by having designated a possible Let me rephrase that. When do I say that it's not designated when it's one batch, and I'm ambiguous about how to divide up that batch. But where it's two batches, even though I'm ambiguous, by definition, there's a clarification that I said, let it be in one of the two batches. Because it's clarified that it ain't in the other batch. And that's sufficient to make it considered to be Mesuyam, and that's why it works. Mesuyam meaning designated. Okay? Let's say inside. Truma Shnei Kerim Kibach, when you make the Truma of two silos in one fell swoop. So Yocham Akitchum Dumoy. So I say that works. I don't know which one is the Truma, but it's only one of the two. And that's sufficient narrowing of the scale to be considered to be valid. That's not sufficiently limiting of the possibilities that should be considered maybe Truma. Omar Rabbi. Hoshaya bar Shammai, Hoshaya bar Shammai said, "Ha'elvan of shteisim v'kar kriyechon." Let's say you had two measures and one batch, and the measures are what you intend to make the truma. So you had two measures and one batch. V'amang, you said, "Echas min haseyam alolu." Let one of these measures, asim truma kriya, said, become the truma on this batch. Well, you didn't designate which one. Kitchov and you do easy, so it's Mekadosh, but you don't know which one it is. What about the exact opposite case? Ran in front of you two batches and one sauce, so it's only good for one of them. One of the two batches. Nitkan. That one is rectified, but many of the ways we still don't know which one it is. So then we have to bring something else in order to get out of a suffix, right? Then have to bring another saw and to take care of the other carry again, which you don't really recognize because you didn't identify the first one. So you should identify the second one, but nonetheless, you get the idea. Okay? Says the Mishnah further, going back to Mishnah Locha Gimel. Hamaktim truly be kur. If somebody gives truma before he gives a bikurim, or my serishon l'truma, or you give my serishon before you gave truma, and my serishon, start over again. Hamakdim truma bikurim, somebody gives truma before he gives bikurim, or my serishon, he gives my serishon l'truma smaiser before he gives truma smaiser, or sheni gives my sheni before my serishon. Even though you transgressed a negative command, it works. Do not be late on your grain and your truma. I'm on your bikurim. That's because Bikurim and Dimachos is true. Yes. Yes, it is. Tomorrow is going to bring down parallel kind of discussion. What? That's right. It comes up here. Uminayin shiuktuma bikurim l'truma. Okay, let's see if I can stay awake for the rest of Shira tonight. Uminayin shiuktuma bikurim l'truma. Uminayin shiuktuma bikurim l'truma. How do you know bikurim comes before truma? You have that, the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I know Bikurim come before Truma. Zekor Truma Vereshis, because Lechaira, they're the same. Both of them are called Truma Vereshis. The Zekor Truma Vereshis, the Zekor Truma Vereshis. El Yukdumo Bikurim Chain, Bikurim Lakol. Bikurim come first because they come first, they're first fruits. Utruma Vereshis, and Truma comes before Mice Vereshis, and Chi Vereshis, because it's the first thing, right? It says Vereshis, whatever. So Sechem Chal Torim Utruma. Mice Vereshis, Lusheni. Maaser Rishon comes before Maaser Sheni. Sheyesh bo Reishis. It has Reishis in it. What's the Reishis within Maaser Rishon? What's the Reishis within Maaser Rishon? Trumas Maaser. Trum Meiser Rishon has its own Truma, which is Trumas Meiser, which is the Rishis in the Rishon. So that's why Meiser Rishon comes before Meiser Sheni. So Meiser Rishon is not called Meiser Rishon because it's the first Meiser. It's called Meiser Rishon because it's got Rishis in it. What's the Rishis has in it? Trumas Meiser. Okay? Rami Chama Bar Ukva B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Chinen said, this is Mamash what you said, Mimashu Oive Ba'astam Belo Saseh, since he transgresses a lot, Ato Yodeya Mashu Oso. Where'd it go? Did you take it down? I'm just curious.
Oh, no.
It wasn't the burning bush.
No.
Okay, right. Are you getting a burning bush back? All right. All right. You know why I thought they took it down, right? We discussed it, right? Yeah, right. Chayr Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said, "Mimashu Oiver Below Sasei, since his transgress is alive, it's a damn mashu asosui." This is what you're bringing down from Tamura, right? Koma Adam Rachmana Lo Savidi Ovi Lo Mahani. Anything which Torah said not to do, according to Abaye, there I believe it is, if you did it, it doesn't work, and therefore you don't transgress Tavera. Since it says here in the Mishnah that you do transgress Tavera, so it means it does go through, right? So it takes effect and you get flogged. Well, that's actually going to be the Gemara's next question. You get flogged for it. Rabbi Zira said, "Misivin kumar Rabbi Yechlin v'shosik." They asked him for Rabbi Yechlin the shaila, and he was silent in response. Ma oiver? What is it when he transgresses avera? Loike or ina loike? Does it get malchus or does it get malchus? So Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't respond. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Barach, although I'm a little bit ashamed, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaakov Barach came and said, Rabbi Yochanan ain't a loike. He doesn't get Malkus. Ask him, how can you say it's a blatant issue of the Torah? Do not reverse the order, do not change the order of your Bikurim and your Truma. So says the Gemara Pasul Abibir. He says it's nothing to do with how you tithe. Has to do with how you do beer in the third and sixth year. Every third and sixth year, when you come up to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Rego, Pesach time, you have to eradicate all the miceras and all the netter avayin and stuff which accumulated in your house over the past 3 years. So they learn b'le'asch over the imachal losacher means do not make it tarry past the 3 years or past the 6 years. By then, square all your books. That's what they learn it to mean. But it's nothing to do with how to separate Trumas and Meisers in what order. Okay? Mama Kaim, right? I just said. Amos, say over. When do you transgress? Rabbi Chia bar Rabba mar Bitchil, the moment you take off Truma, even though you haven't had taken off Bikurim. But say of Truma out of order is by definition Avera. Rosho Yitzhak Amar Besov, he said you only transgress once you took off the Truma after the Bikurim. They are the Bikurim first, not sufficient, you have to take off Truma after Bikurim. Ma nafik mi ben Eliho, what's the nafkamina? Who cares? Says Mar Siruf HaKri Nabi Beneo. The difference between the two is where the Kri burnt after you took off the Truma before you took off the Bikurim. So if you go after the Tchila, you transgress the Issa, right? Because you already took off Truma prior to Bikurim. If you go after the Sof, he didn't transgress Issa yet. Because he didn't take off Bikurim yet, right? In order to consider him to be a Baal Avera. Who said that it's bitchila, right? When you do the first thing wrong, even before you do the second thing out of order. So, over. You transgress, right? Because Lamaisa, you already were over by taking Bikurim before Bikurim. That they're sure it's they don't transgress unless the Avera is fully complete, in order if you don't get Avera. But you time base or Shmuel Bar Abba boy, Meiser Rishon Shikdim B'Shivolim. If you took Meiser Rishon off in the stalks, Mamasha we had this morning. Over, Oeno over El Seder. Do you transgress? There's only transgressions once you start getting to the actual truma of the kri, the kri itself, and the more it doesn't answer. Tani kumi rabbi avor. The tani for rabbi avor said truma ina makevitz the bikurim. Truma does not impede the bikurim. You take off truma before bikurim. That seems to be a kasha in our Mishnah. Because of direct contradiction. Amar lo, so Rabbi Avo said, Pnimun hi. Dava Pnimunu. This Mishnah doesn't argue on our, this price doesn't argue on Mishnah. It's a completely different issue and it's Ava Pnimun. What are we talking about? Rabbi boy, Haido, Ava Pnimun. What are you referring to, which is about Ava Pnimun? Amar lo, said, Rabbi Mona Shomis da Abba. Ramon, I heard it from his father, which is Rabbi Yoina. Tani Bikurim Bimino, that the Bryce is talking about Tani, that we're learning Bikurim Bimino, where he's doing them a Basachas. He said he was Bikurim and Truma simultaneously. Bikurim Bimino, Bikurim is right hand, Truma is small, and Truma is left hand. So in that case, the question is, what's the status? Is that the Aver or is that not the Aver? He's Tanoi, Tanoi over. Some say since the Basachas you do transgress. He's the Tani. Some say, Tani, you learn anyway, we don't transgress. Precisely because they're both simultaneous. So says the Mori, Mandomar, who says you do transgress? The Rabboni, that's Rabboni. Mandomar, Enoever, Abopnimon. So Abopnimon holds where they're simultaneous, they work and there's no Avera. So it's Rabbi Abba Pnimo who said that Bryce, we had a minute ago, Truin and Makivas and Bikurim, it doesn't mean you have to Bikurim before, true before Bikurim. But he did them both simultaneously, they'll both take effect. That's all we learned from there. Okay? Says the Gemara from the Mishnah further, Halacha Dalit. I'm Iskavin Loima Truma. Person intended to say, I want to make this Truma. But he's a klutz. He's not an idiot, it's a klutz. Okay, he said Meister instead. Meister, then the say it should be Meister. Varmar Truma, he says be Truma instead. Oila, he said it's going to be Oila, and Varmar Shlomi, he said Shlomi instead. And vice versa, Shlomi, Varmar Oila. She'eni Nichas Abai, he said I'm not going to go to this house. Well, that's what he intended to say. Varmar Zay, he said another house. She'eni Nelas, and Nenas, I'm not going to drive on off from this person. He said he met another person. Lomar Kuma does no meaningless and doesn't cause him any problems. Achelibo Piv Shavim, Piv of Shavim, unless he is harmonized in his heart and in his mouth, in which case you're stuck because he said something very weighty, which has very bad circumstances. Well, not bad. But basically, yes, in that case, we don't assume that's a mistake. Okay? If he said, if he's an adult and we don't assume it's a mistake, so then he has to suffer the consequences. What? Actually, piv libo shoven. Unless he thinks what he's saying.
So
it's an intention is one thing. Yeah. You have to have in mind. Either didn't. Yeah, but the thing is, like, when I said an adult, it's because I'm half asleep. What I meant to say is when a person is, you know, cognizant of what he's saying, so then very often, he doesn't, it's like we said by Kiddush, you know, said by Kiddush, person doesn't have to have das be motzi, they're sitting around the table, the tadam das is to be motzi. So here in Mamish, have to have das, to have said A and have said B. But Stam Das is not going to exempt him from the words that he's saying. That's really what I meant to say. Okay? I'm making that up. I don't know if it's true or not. A person has said Oilo. And later I saw, I didn't realize what I was saying. Still good. No. He asked that, well, yes. If he says, I really meant to say Shlomim, but said I wasn't thinking about what I was saying, I don't think that'll exempt him. Right, so I'm saying, actually, I know, actually, people leave a Shlomim, you're saying it sounds like it's be aware in his heart. What he's saying, I don't know if that's literal. Maybe it is, but I don't know if it is. I would tend to doubt it. I would say people leave a shofar doesn't mean necessarily he has to be fully cognizant of what he's saying, but rather that there should not be a contradiction in his heart between what he's saying. In our Mishnah there is, that's right. Okay? Tamatanina. We learned it's over there. Beishama Yoyame says, Hektish told if one made a mistake in do you have a Gemara? Yeah. Shami Amir Rishami says Hektish, Tos Hektish, made a mistake, make Hektish, too bad, it's still Hektish. There's so many men on the Hektish, it's not Hektish. Omar Yirmiyo, Afilu Ba'aloy Ma'chulin, V'yomar Ha'ila. Rabbi Yirmiyo says, even he wanted to say Chulin, and he ended up saying, it's an Oila, according to Beit Shammai Kacha, it's Kadosh. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyo says, Kavin Hektish, Anu Kayomin. Let's not be that hasty. We're only talking about a case, according to Beit Shammai, where he intended to make something Hektish. Elo, Shetoa Machmas Dovrachim. He thought, however, that he wanted to make some other kind of Hektish. Or he brings down to the bottom, he said, let the first black ox which come out of my house be Kadosh. Let the first ox. Yeah. And the black ox only came out later. So nonetheless, the first black ox which came out, wherever it is still Kadosh. Something like that. But in any event, has to be that it's somewhat similar, not completely dissimilar. So if that's the case, what is our Mishnah? Where our Mishnah, where it says he was mechaving to say oile, it said shlomim instead. So I died to Rabbi Yirmiyah, machlokas, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's a machlokas. In this case, the Shammai says it's still going to be Hektish, right? I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, Divrekol. According to Rabbi Yossi, it goes like everybody. I'm a little bit lost here. Right? Yeah, I'm really learning it wrong. You're right, I'm learning it wrong. But I must see Samaya, Dieter Abir and Machlokas, Kurim Abir and Machlokas means Beishamir argue in our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah say Hektish, Tos is Lav Shmei Hektish. So our Beishamir argue. Our mission can be like everybody because Beit Shammai only made their statement where we can explain away what he said.
In some way, what he said. I'll explain what he said.
Okay, the thing is like this. The sheet of Rabbi Yirmiyah is that regardless of what mistake you made, according to Beit Shammai, Hektish tos Shmei Hektish. Makes no difference. You make a mistake, Hektish, it works. According to Rabbi Yossi, it depends. You have to have in mind to make something Kadosh, but not in the order in which it was expressed. Meaning, he gives the example over here that if somebody says, I want the first black ox who comes out of my house to bring a carbon.
Yeah, I understand what he writes.
Oh, I see what this. Between the two trees or so.
Okay, I got it. Let's go back a couple lines. I'm here, hear me up. Filu bought Lomar Chulin Vomar Ola Kacha. Even if you intend to say Chulin, you said Ola, it's Kadosh. I'm Rabbi Yosiria said, don't be so hasty. Rather, Miskam and Lekdish on Ukayomin. Talk about a guy who intends to make Hektish. And with Shatua Machmas Dovracher, but he made a mistake because of something else. Meaning, not just that he intended to make Hektish, but he intended to make Hektish or the fashion in which he made it. But,
I
He said the wrong thing. Here he gives an example. I thought I was going to be able to avoid this. Here he gives an example. A person says, I want the first black ox which comes out of my house to be kadosh. And then a white one comes out, and a black one only comes out afterwards. Beis Shammai says it's kadosh. I said, I want the first black ox that comes out of my house, first black horse comes out of my house to be kadosh. Turns out it's not a horse, it's a cow. Then Moshe is an example. Yeah. So it's a example of Gemara Nan Nazir. So in that case, he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds that hektish tosish mehektish koin beis shammai. Because I really want to be maktish. I really did. But I slipped up in how I did it. Still misleading you guys. Let's try again. Sorry, I'm talking through a frog. You have to forgive me. Yeah, I'm not making myself clear. What happens like this, Koy Beis Shammai, you have to have a scenario in which you wanted to make something hektish, and you messed up in how you made it hektish. In that case, hektish toshish may hektish. So our mission could be going like Rabbi Yossi, because our mission doesn't say here tov amar chulin. That it's hektish. There's no such thing in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, at minimum, you have to have in mind to make an Ola, and then we do Shlomi. That's like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds, even if you didn't have in mind to make hektish A, you make hektish B. But you have in mind to make a chulin. You had in mind, you wanted to be maktish the horse. You said, Hini Mukhai, we wanted to make this horse Kaddish to Arlington Racetrack. And he was ended up saying, no, let it be Kaddish to Medica Bais. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to work, right? According to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, it does work. So our mission is going like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Rabbi Yossi to hold our mission like Beis Shammai, because it says here it's something which you had in mind to make kosher, just slipped up in some other part.
But you said minimum threshold of
right. That's all it is, and I'm just, because I'm tired, I'm not getting it right. Okay? Says, well, again, Oda Masisi Mahi, I'll die to Rabbi Yirmiyahu, my close Kori Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Shammai to argue that mission, go even further, and say, even if you made a mistake between Chul and Kodj, it still will work, I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, the very call, Kori Rabbi Yossi, our mission goes according to everybody. Tani, we learned. How do we know this whole concept? Because it says, Bisfasayim v'lo belev. A shvu has to be enunciated. It cannot be in your heart. Maybe if you're, but if you're really sure in your heart, you're really sure, maybe that's sufficient. It says you have to express yourself. Without expressing, it's nothing. And this Shmuel explains, he concludes in his heart, that's not considered to be a chiyuv korban for transgressing a shvuah. Until you enunciate it. Ask where I can say this. Anybody who's charitable of heart, that's a person who completes in his mind the thought of giving tzedakah, and that's binding. You made a decision to give tzedakah, you must give that tzedakah. I told him, what? Gemara is going to come up with a slightly different conclusion, which maybe you'll support that, but not different enough. I mean, well, let's see it. Ato Imer Zavgar Belev, it's talking about somebody who says in his heart, when Elamotzosvah, he has to specifically say it. Shomer Motzosvah, Sartishvah, it says the concept of Shvus in the Dorim. You have to watch that which reduces for your mouth. He says specifically it comes from your mouth. So what does it mean? They're called the Div Lev. Is that Gormer Belev? Rechera. even if you're going to believe, that's sufficient. Yeah.
Right.
So it's Hamani v'kayu kol di believe. I said goyim or believe. We call the receiving the price that that's sufficient. Ma'ad amar Shmuel kor, but that's what Shmuel says. It's not sufficient unless you enunciate or verbalize it. That's by korbanos. That's what Shabbos was saying. Kol di believe. Once they made the decision, they have to bring the money. That is by tzedakah. And they're two different parameters. Right. You have to err on the side of doing it over again. Okay? Halochei. Is that clear, Dr. Smith? Halochei. Anochi v'akuti. A guy and a Samaritan. It's almost over. Shatorim mishalohem. They own fields in their own. They took trumas off their own fields. Trumas a truma to valid truma. Umaisu sayin maiser and their maiser valid maiser. Hekdeshon hekdesh to made it valid hekdesh. Rabbi Lamer ain lanochri kerem revive. It says yes, that's all true. But if a nochri in the fourth year after Orla decides to make it holy and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat as maiser sheni, which is the status we have, it doesn't work. Chacharmi eshlo, it does work. Truma is anochi medamas. If a truma of a goy falls into these rolls, mixture of grain creates meduma. If you ate the truma goy made, so you have to pay a chomish on it. You have to pay a chomish. Rabbi Shimon pointed, Rabbi Shimon exempts you. Okay, let's see the Gemara. This is all the Rabbanu, it seems. All right, take that back. We'll see. Well, take that back. Tani, we learn. Now, what if a guy says, a guy comes to Reuven Cohen, mad of name, and says, here, Reb Reuven, this is my truma. You may eat it. So, Tani, Otsam truma mitoch beso, nogi bucket. What? It's only by then by wine. So, tied it in by this. Pasach, yeah. You weren't glad that some. Could be that he made a mistake, the guy. Could be he took truma apples on oranges, right? Or grapefruits on pears, and so on and so forth. So therefore, we have to assume it may be truma, but maybe tevel, divir rebbe. You don't have to worry about it. It's definitely truma. The guy comes to a levy and says, here, Dr. Spindel, here's my Meister Rishon. No, Kimbokidel, Meister Rishon. So good. Oh, I don't know if you have that, do you? You do? No, I like to have my suggestion. So again, a great rabbi, not sure if he took it up properly. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel may not tell Rabbi Shimon my suggestion of Vada. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you only have to take off Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedoyla as any, because you suspect that he didn't do the other things properly. But what that which he did, you believe him on. Similarly, if he brings Meister Sheni out from his house, treat like Tevel and like Meister Sheni, Lchumra and Milchumra. Divi Rebbe. You only have to separate that which is he didn't give you, which means that you have to take off Truma Gedoyla and Trumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon. But you can assume that he was correct in saying this is Meiser Sheni. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Rabbi Choshash. Rebbe's always assumed that he's afraid they might take him apples and oranges, and therefore Rebbe always makes it take truma over again. Shagamliel says, I'm not concerned he's going to take from the wrong patch. He's not that big an amoret. Right? He knows that he has to take. He knows that you have to take from the from fruit A on fruit A, not from fruit A and fruit B. What am I afraid of? Shema Yikdim. Maybe he did the order wrong, and that's why I have to say maybe they just took off Meiser Sheni. By the time he got to me, and I have to take off the other matonas.
So the lady that gets Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon from the guy, does he have to take
Jordan's Meiser? Yeah, absolutely. The Chayav of Chaimish. If you eat it, then you chayav chomesh. Rav Shimon poter. Rav Shimon says you're exempt. I'm Rabbi Zira. I'm Reis Kamei Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Zira said, I said in front of Rabbi Avo, mapling him a trumas grono. This is all talking about the crop raised by the guy himself. But if a Jew, guy bought the fruit of a Jew, Rabbi Shimon Moideh, even Rabbi Shimon concedes that the guy then took off truma and Yisrael then ate the truma which the guy took off, so it's originating in a Jew's field, so then there's a chi of Misa, he did the wrong thing and he gets punished for it. Right? Again, even Rabbi Shimon concedes that. What? Well, not just. No. No, he concedes the Chayav HaChomesh. Chayav HaChomesh said the guys have Rosha on the stuff which grew in a Jew's field is mamish truma. So ratcheting it up the level, not ratcheting down grain to the level, okay? It's still a machlokas. If Shimon holds in our mission, there's no chomish in the case of regular truma, certainly holds there's no chomish in the case of this stuff. Bekasha the Rabbi Shimon. It's difficult to Rabbi Shimon. Poiter tivlot v'altoira. Rabbi Shimon holds that, that if you took off this, if the, if a Jew, if a guy took off this truma from the guy, if a guy took off this truma from the Jew stuff, stuff from the Merle was done to Adam's Jews, it is valid.
Is it?
Here's a question, right? Point to Tivolo Divaratori, he can be Potter on his own. They can potter the tevel of the Jew. I think that's what it means. The guy who takes through, the guy who got fruit from a Jew.
No, it's not the stuff we're saying to the Jews.
The guy got the grain from the Jew. From the Jew. And now he has his possession, he can take Jew Muslimisis off it, and that works for us as well. Okay, that works for us. So it says the Gemara, it works for us. You say that there's no chomesh if you eat it. As Rabbi Yehuda said, "Dayim machloket." Me according to Rabbi Shimon, the truma the goy takes off is a valid truma. It works even though you want to the rest of the fruit for a Jew. If that's the case, if some Jew turns around and eats the goy's truma, why is it not chayav karen v'chaymesh? Should be chayav both, right?
Now
he's because he's a guy.
He is Chaim Misav Dei Shamayim. But restitution says for me. No, because the Torah specified the double penalty. Okay? So it says, besides, it could be talking about Shogeg here. That's even better as we're talking about Shogeg, but just about making. Whoever's eating it. So it says, Marbchi Kodeshavainim did Vare Torah. His Kachimar Del Raisa. This is the answer. Chikachim in a Torah, Rishim Poyter, Rishim Hold said also, the guy, when a guy makes a korban, it's their raisa. Yet Rishim exempts you from several facets. The Tanya Tanya we learned over there. Kachay goyim, and a chayvelay mishum pigo. Kachim of goyim, even though it's kachim to a raisa. There's no pigle in a carbon of a guy. Noiser. There's no noiser carb guy. Tommy, there's no iser noiser by a guy. Shah puts the shadow out there basically this potter, you're exempt if Rabbi Shimon. No, guy can't make shlomi. Guy can only make ola. Yeah. Only ola. So obviously we see that there, even though the kachim is d'oraisa, there's a diminished status of kedusha to it. So too, so would say Rabbi Yochanan would say Rabbi Shimon, even though the truma works works from the right, it's a diminished status of Kedusha. It's diminished status of Kedusha. There's no payment of the fifth. Okay? The internet one we learned today, again, Kachakoyim, Ainu Chayim, Alim, Shapigal, Noisa, Tommy, Shabbat, Kutzpah, the Divine Rabbi Shimon, who's consistent. Rabbi Yossi says, you're Chayim. Havim, boy, the Maymar, boy, Maymar, my plea, Bechomesh. We want to say maybe the Magus Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon is whether there's a Chomesh. Or the Mu'alo, but maybe there's no machlokas as to whether it does create Meduma. It definitely does create Meduma. Ashkech Taino, so we found Hiyadah, they're both so similar. That they both have the same parameters. If you're Chayim and Chomesh on the man the money you chayv chomesh when eat the guy's truma, so too if the guy's truma falls into a Jewish batch, it's medameya, and vice versa as well. Okay, new parak, fourth parak. Hamafish mixas trumos umaisus. Some of you, idiot factor, idiot. Ready? Hamafish mixas trumos umaisus. This is an amazing idiot. He had, say, 100 bushels. Midrabanan, how many bushels should he take off Truma? 2. He set aside 1. Midrabanan, how much should be Maisa Risho? 9.8. He set aside 9 or 8. And so on and so forth, right? So he didn't do the whole thing, even of this batch. He never finished, right? He did part. He did half, whatever. So mafish means the trumas and maizus. Motzi men a truma love. So later on, he can go back and finish the process. Avulah makamacher not, but you can't do it on anything else. Now this, the Gemara never says explicitly, but the Kabbalah brings down this bright Mishnah holds Yesh Breira. Even though I only did half, I can come back later and say, you know what? Now I'm doing the second half. The thing is, why does Breira have to be employed here? Because how do I know that now when I'm taking off, I never designated specifically what I'm pottering and what I'm not pottering. All I know is that half the dough, wherever it is pottered. But I don't know which is the pot of half, which is potter, and which is not. So what gives me the right to come back and say, oh, but what I'm taking now is tevel for sure, and this can be truma for sure without any problems. I have no right to do that. The only way I can do this is if I say yesh breira, that it can be clarified subsequently. So I say when I come and take again, so it's clarified that this is what I'm taking now is the tevel, which I can use to meiser. But that, even that, the Gemara is not willing to countenance. The Mishnah is not willing to countenance that it's going to work for anything else other than internally. In other words, internally, that batch, I can go back and do the second time. But that the second time around, I can go back to the batch and take triple semites off another batch, that I can't do. To that extent, they weren't prepared to say prayer. Okay? Avalua mokamacha, that's not somewhere else. Right, Mayor, no. Av moiti amokamacha, prayer goes so far, it can even take on something else. Trumasumaisrus. You can even take the second time and take in other locations. Now bear in mind, we don't paskin like this Mishnah because we paskin and brera by Doraisos, and this is even talking about Truma Doraiso. Okay? Masizuk Shivish and Taito Lafish. Armish is talking about where he separated and has in mind to separate more. That's his intent. That's what gives us the license to say Yesh Breira. You separate half, you had a mind to separate more. Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zira said, Masnisa B'Stam, our Mishnah is by Stam. Just like we talk about Kiddush, remember, in Brachos, Stam sitting around the table, same idea here. He didn't have in mind any Das. He just did it, right? What is he arguing? No, so he's not arguing. He's talking. I'd say if he separate half, later on, he'd come back and take off the other. What's if it's if later on the second time around you're taking internally or taking externally? So the Gemara just basically goes to the mechanics of Breira here. When you're taking from it itself, call out tevel all of the others. So I say when you come back the second time to finish the process, it's all tevel in your hands. When you're taking from it on somewhere else, mizel all of the others. So I say maybe it's not all tevel. tevel. Maybe it's partially tevel and partially truma. So now the Gemara literally guffaws at this. Good word, right? Gemara makes mincemeat out of the svara. Gemara says, come on, the kasha. That's what you're saying? It's absurd. That means, notal, this is Yankel. Yankel's coming. Yankel the idiot is coming here. He's saying, okay, I'm going to take off now half and leave the second half for later, right? Here's my first half. Here's my second half. So now he takes up his first half. Now he comes back and says the second half. Picks up, he says, when he's picking up, he's going to take it for here, for this carrot cream in Eubé. Then he picks up and says, oh, you know what? No, I'll do it for the next Cree over. So says more. So what happened? To change midstream? Let's see that inside. Kasha, not to let you men all off. When he picked up the second half in order to do it internally. So then he said, prayer works. Call it tevel all of the other. And this is all tevel. Then the next moment, you change your mind, decide to use it on this. All of a sudden, the molecules change. Then it's rendered unfit, and I say it's from both the tevel and from the truma. In other words, everything has to do with his intent later on, and he can change his intent, and that changes retroactively what's in the batch that he's just picked up. How can this be? You can't. The whole concept of Briege prayer here makes no sense. Mar's not going to answer this question. Mar just reverses the question. And similarly, the exact opposite. Dr. Lotzi Menor Malkamachi picked up with the intent of using it somewhere else. Mizel, Mizel, will be other, so I say it's no good. Because I say what you have in your hands now is part tevel and part already miser stuff. Now you change your mind. Vanilla Lotzi Menor Malkamachi say, no, no, I'll do it on this itself. Call it tevel, all be other. Now it's all of a sudden, presto, magic, abracadabra, all became tevel. How could this work? Can't be. Mar doesn't answer. Piches, call it tevel all the other. What about the following case? Originally, it took 1/100th with the intent to take 1/50th altogether, right? Truma gedolah. So it took 1/100th, then take 1/50th. Then he decided, you know what? Instead of taking 1/50th, I'm going to be a miser. I'm only going to take 1/60th on the whole batch. So for the second time around, he took a little bit less than half. So then, that's okay. Call tevel all the other because it's less than you originally intended. So if you say brera where it's 1/100th and 1/100th, it certainly you say brera where the first time was 1/100th and the second time was only 1/80th or 1/60th, not 1/80th, 1/120th or 1/140th because you're taking less than you originally intended, right? However, what if you decide to be moisiv? Now you decide to be magnanimous and give 1/40th. Hosif, then you can't do that. Mizel, mizel, abiyado. Brera only works to the extent that you originally intended and lower, not higher than that. So therefore, I originally intended to take a 50th and then change my mind to a 40th. So then the next time when I come the second time around, I'm taking actually more than my original brera would have allotted me. And therefore, in that case, I say that it's no good because now in the handful, I'm getting part tevel and part something else. Part something is already done. Apatoya came. What about a case where a person made a mistake? In other words, originally he had in mind to take a 50th, and now he takes a 40th by accident, right? Not intentionally. So say, right? You thought in. He thought to take two sin. Oh, so the Gemara gives an example of a mistake. He thought it was chayv to give two sin. No, it's the second time around that he has to give two. But he's only chayv one. So now he took much more than he has to. Right, that's the case I'm giving essentially. It was, he thought he has to take two sin. Right? But he really was only chayv one sin. So he took much too much. He overreached the second time. Rabbi Yashay, Rabbi Lakish says, also says Shumafrish, the additional one which he took, which he doesn't have to use, also says Truma Malkamacher. It's still considered to be that he took from Tevel. Breyer works for that. Breyer only doesn't work where you maliciously added on too much more than you intended. But if it was Beto's Breyer, and if you added on by mistake, so Breyer still kicks in for you. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Can we learn you're not allowed to use it for someplace else, only internally? So what's the shtok is saying? Use it on mokamacher. Tipoter b'marbe b'truma. It's talking about where you made a mistake. Where you made a mistake, so then brayer parameters are relaxed and you can use it for something else. Says Marnicha b'marve b'truma. That's good. By truma, it's kind of flexible because truma has no precise shear. V'maisus lo tani Rav Shimon lifts maisus. But what about by maisus? By maisus, there is no flexibility. Maisus is a precise tenth, right? So therefore, what happens if you add it on a maisus? There also, Rish Lakish will say, well, it will be flexible. There's no flexibility allowed by maisus. The lo tani Rav Shimon lakish maisus. What does Rav Shimon lakish do about maisus? It says maisus in our Mishnah. So what happens if you made a mistake in maisus? What does Rav Shimon lakish do in that case? El time of the Rish Lakish, ki Rabbi Meir. Larger Rish Lakish Rabbi Meir. We came and do Omar kol atevel ola biyodo, since it's all tevel. The bottom line is it's all tevel. The Breira goes to such an extent that I say everything picks up. Again, we don't understand why it works this way. It seems very arbitrary. So everything it picks up is tevil. So therefore, as long as it's a mistake, mean ma ben motzimen or law ma ben motzimen or mokom acher. Makes no difference whether you're being motzi on itself or being motzi on someplace else. So Reish Lakish holds of the more lenient view of Breira. In other words, if Breira even works, that it should be considered that I'm saying that everything I take up now is tevil, not just if I do it for internal purposes, but even for external purposes, that is sufficient. Okay? So we'll come back to this tomorrow. To what extent you won't be here tomorrow, but you can hear it say, we'll come back to this tomorrow. To what extent we actually say Breira Aloch Lamaisa, which is not at all. As his mother's was from Shevet Yehuda, and that's why he's called me Mishpachas Yehuda, because although on his father's side he was a Levi, on his mother's side he was from Shevet Yehuda. And Vugarsham, he lived in any event, Beis Lechem, although it belongs to Yehuda, this Levi was living there. Vayelech HaYish Me'ir, Beis Lechem, Yehuda, this person left the city of Beis Lechem, so to seek his fortune, to go live where he would find Parnasa. Vayavo Har Ephraim, and he came to the mountain of Ephraim. Abbeis Micha, and he came to Micha's house, Asustark, just to pass by. He didn't intend to settle there. Vayavo Melo Micha, Micha said to him, Be'ayinato, from where you're coming. Vayavo Melo said to him, Levi, Anoichi, I'm a Levi. Mi Beis Lechem, Yudai, I came from Beis Lechem. And I'm going to live where I'll find a place. Micha said, you know what, Shvoi Modi, stay with me. Be my father, in other words, be my patron, my director, spiritual mentor. And you'll be also my priest. I'll give you a seres kesef, $10 a year is a big salary in those days. Ve'erech begodim, and I'll give you amount of clothes, and first say two sets of clothing, one for the summer, one for the winter. U'michyoscha, and that which you need to live. Ve'yelech ha'levi, and Levi went. So Zach said he went to fulfill Micha's contract. The mom says at first he didn't want to hear of it. He left. Only later did he reconsider and come back. Ve'yelech ha'levi lo'shevet ha'zish. And he coined the Malvus means, you know, he changed his mind. He's like, you know what? I'll do it. But first, says the Malvus, here again, the Malvus says there's a progression, a regression downwards. First, he just wanted Lashevet Sesayish. First, he just wanted to live with him, not to be a coin of Avodah Zarah. Vayyan na'alokech mibonim, just became like a member of the household. I guess he did chores, he did work, but he didn't yet become a coin. But then, Aveira Gorera Saveira. He lived there. He got influenced. Vayimale Micha Ziyad HaLevi. Micha then appointed this Levi. And what happened was, obviously, Vayilu Anar LeKohen. He became the Kohen. Vayibu Beis Micha, and he remained in the house of Micha, fully in the house of Micha. Now he became this Kohen.
It gets weirder and weirder. He had a son that he made a Levi, even though they weren't from Shevet.
Right. But that was like, but yet, this is the Chatchila.
Along comes someone
from Shevet Levi, and now he says, looking at the parak, Vayor Micha said, oh, atoyatati kieti v'Hashem li. Now I know I'm really being Oyvid Hashem. I'm really doing the right thing. Ki hoya li ha Levi l'koyet. Now I don't have to use one of my sons. It's only Amir Ephraim to be my Kohen. Now I got a real bona fide Levi to be my Kohen. Now things are really wonderful. Okay, now obviously this requires a lot of explanation. I'm going to see you're going to have to finish it next week, but let's start what Reb Tzadok says on this. There are two Reb Tzadoks on this.
For the one thing, it's a clear advertisement for strong centralized government.
Oh, yeah. Certainly we're laying the groundwork. You can make the case... You can make... Yeah, you can make the case that the last prakim in Shoftim are laying the groundwork for the kingship which comes in Sefer Shmuel. You certainly can make that case. Although the Parshim don't seem to say that. Now, let's... these are two reptonics from the Tzidkas HaTzadik, which is a reptonics major Sefer. This is his magnum opus. This is, I told you, I think once before, several times, this is the Mesilas Yesharim of Chassidus. And he learns two very basic things from this perek. And let's first see Kuf Pei Aleph, and then next week we'll see Lama Tes, because I don't think we'll have time today. And you know what? Let's see Lama Tes tonight. We'll come back to Kuf Pei Aleph next week, because Lama Tes is shorter. Kuf Pei Aleph speaks more about this grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lama Tes speaks about the last pasuk of the perek. Pa'amim did melodim sheishlo siyata. This is very depressing. Pa'amim did melodim. Sometimes a person thinks sheishlo siyata d'shmaya l'davar shoyse. That God is on his side in that which he's doing. Ayis mochalze. Should we lie on this? Lamor to say shadavar tovu. That's a good thing. V'ulei kein. And this is the cheshbon a person makes. If not lo yakush baruch hu ozer or Hashem wouldn't help me. Shirak labali tarmisai. Because God only helps those who come to purify themselves. By somebody who comes to make himself defiled, only says that God opens the way for him, but not that he helps him. So this is all a cheshbon. The person makes a cheshbon. Oh, if God is helping me out here, it must be that I'm on the right path. So the tzaddik can't assume that. The mekom akom pa'amim, because there's nonetheless the times yesh them nisayim siyu. Sometimes they help you out for your test, the chayotze, or something like that. Like it says by Micha. Shomer said, I'll tell you that to Chieti Vashemli. He thinks God is helping out. V'shem's a Ba'avaya. We mentioned before, Yurkevovke is helping you out. Not Baal, not Ashtoreth, not some other God. He thinks this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shul Kodesh. Kinesa B'Shvulos. And it says, he thinks, I have siyat d'shmaya of Ezer Eloki and divine assistance lies me and lo alevi l'koyin, that the levi should be a koyin l'heiti v'lo and make things good for me. Omnam razal, it's true razal omru b'tanet ve'el yo ki micha kofar banochi micha denied anochi uvamokom acher. Two more minutes. Welcome Achia and somewhere else, which we saw already tonight. B'yarati, I explained Shukafir b'shorish ha'Yisraeli, that he denied the shorish ha'Yisraeli, which is, he gave Hashem a form. V'ayin shom b'yuro. Rak b'chayla nimtza mishayachas v'sholom. V'rak b'chayla nimtza mishayachas v'sholom shorish p'ra v'rosh v'lana. And maybe, says Ibsen, you can make the argument that this is only true about the guys who were built into the bricks. Okay, the guys who were built into the bricks, they were mekukal to begin with. They came from a bad source. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, it's not the time for them to be rectified. Someday yes, but now not. So says Ibsen, Nebuch, Avatu Anam Miyadina Mehecha Kasina, who says we're not like them as well. Especially now in the last generations, you never can tell. We think that we're holy, we're tzaddikim, maybe we're like Micha. And therefore, you can't make the argument, well, Micha was different. Who says we're any different than Micha? Va'itel azeh, so what do you do in such cases? If you can never tell, so what are you supposed to do in life? Va'itel azeh, the only etzah is tefillah v'tachnunim l'rachamei shemayim. It's only to daven for Hashem's rachamim. Which help person even to change his shorish neshama. The bria b'chol makom hainu yesh miayin. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu can change a person in his bria, in other words, ex nihilo to begin with. Kanoda, which perhaps we'll see next week. So Reb Tzadok says, very basic and depressing principle. Just you might think you're on the right road, but you can never tell. And you can't tell from the fact that things are going good for you that you're on the right road. Just like Micha thought he was on the right path. And it's true, Micha had this special defilement. He was one of the guys in the buildings. Who knows? Maybe we're also from the guys in the buildings. So says Reb Tzadok, never be too sure of yourself. The only thing you can do is daven and try and fulfill Torah and mitzvahs the best you can. But you always have to be ready. This is what the Bali Muslims say, although Reb Tzadok doesn't say this explicitly. People have to be ready to concede mistakes in life. You have to be ready that if somebody comes along and tells you, listen, you're making a mistake, this is not the way to do things, you have to be open-minded. Because the fact that you're successful till now is not a sign that you're doing the absolute right thing. And it's depressing, but not all of life is happy, even though Mishnah Nichnas Adam Marvim Simcha. So it's a good thing to think about.